Hey, what up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh and Fit podcast. I'm here with Fresh Prince CEO and the man of the hour, Greg Fajeda, and big YouTuber. This guy is very famous. We're going to get his backstory. It's his first interview in English.
Yep.
So this is going to be lit, guys. Let's get into it, baby. All right, man. So in case you guys have been living under a rock, Greg here is a huge YouTuber, almost 2 million subs on YouTube, man. And we have him in the house. Brazil,
nice.
Stand up, man.
Yep.
This is his first interview in English, first in pretty much English podcast. We're happy to have him here in studio. Fresh, what do you got to say to the people, man? This is lit.
At noise.
Yeah.
Hey. He taught me some Portuguese before we started. But yeah, guys, I met Greg one time doing a prank video here in Brickell, Miami. And I was like, yo, who is this guy? The chick is like, oh my God, Greg is a big YouTuber. You got to check him out. I checked out. I was like, yo, this guy's popping.
You know what is crazy, bro? That day I was like five girls.
Yo.
I was all them girls. Like, and I was going to my apartment. I'm trying to remember actually what I was doing that day. But I was with five girls. That's all I know.
Yeah, it was like five girls, bro. Literally going just to his house.
Yeah, solo. Man.
I'm like, that's impressive.
That's when you know you got a lot of chicks. You don't even remember them anymore.
My roommate woke up, and that was in the morning, right?
Yeah, it was morning.
That was the morning. Bro, I'm trying to remember so hard, like, what I was doing. My roommate woke up, though, and he saw all the girls in the living room. He was like, oh, good afternoon. And then all the girls, good afternoon.
Yeah. So I know by now, probably, right? Like, a bunch of our people that are going to be watching this are going to be like, yo, what's going on? Who's Greg Fajeda? So can you tell the people a little bit about yourself that have been living under a rock and don't know anything about big YouTube channels, etc.?
Yeah, definitely, man. So I'm Greg Fajeda. I came from Brazil when I was 19. Feel me? Like I'm a dreamer, so I can chase my dreams in the country myself with no family. Things started like doing really good for me, you know. But I'm just that guy, bro. That dreamer. That feel me?
Yeah.
That chasing my dreams and working a lot, inviting, also like living, vibing.
Mm-hmm. And go ahead.
And I want to know, man, because I heard that you get all the girls, bro. What does Zeta Crazy mean, man?
Bro, Zeta Crazy is like a lifestyle, bro. You know, like my lifestyle is that, you know, that's what I live. You know, I like to enjoy my life. That's what I choose for my life. You know, like I gave up on a lot of stuff in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I don't have like a education. How do you say a college, like a degree. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. You know, like a degree or nothing. So yeah, man, you know, so came to live that, and Shadow Crazy is just like a lifestyle, you know, like the girls living, you know, all that.
So basically you left behind a secure life and chase your dreams, come over here and make it.
Exactly, bro.
Just like me, bro. That's awesome,
you know?
Bro.
Yeah.
You know, like a few people know, you know, how hard it is to be here, like by ourselves and, you know, in a whole different country. When I got here to the United States, I didn't even know how to speak English.
Damn.
So doing that interview in English is lit, bro.
That's,
you know, my English is not like 100%. I'm still developing like a lot, you know, has been like 2 years that I learned the language,
yep.
You know, and it's a completely different language. So
it's good, man.
Yeah. It's pretty good, man. I mean, there's people that have been here for like 20 years and still can't speak English, bro. I get in my Uber and the dude's been here. Hey, bro, what up? He's like, okay, babo. I'm like, bro, like, it's like, what? He's like, yeah, I've been here since like the 80s. And I'm like, bro, you can't speak English? It's just like,
it's,
you know,
crazy.
So,
it's,
you know, crazy. What I'm saying? But like, yeah, you're like obviously bilingual and everything. When did you come to the States?
2017.
Nice.
Damn, man. And
no
then
family, nothing.
No family, bro.
Just a dream.
Yeah, just
that's
a dream,
powerful.
Bro. Just a dream.
What part of Brazil are you from originally?
I'm from Minas Gerais, terra do queijo, família.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Brazil, stand up, man. Yeah. So,
Minas Gerais is a really good state. You know,
okay.
The main state is like São Paulo is the biggest, one of the biggest cities in the planet. You know,
yep.
São Paulo is really big.
Yeah.
Rio is one of the most famous cities in Brazil, too. I bet you guys know about Rio, right?
Yeah, of course.
Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah. Rio de Janeiro.
It's funny because like I was.
Is that even pronounced correctly? We probably sound like stupid Americans. Yeah. Rio de Janeiro?
Rio de Janeiro.
Okay, yeah, that is correct.
The way
okay.
Because
everyone says Ferreira, but it's really Fajeda, right?
Fajeda, yeah.
Yeah, Fajeda.
I was saying Ferrari. Yeah. I was like, bro.
The guy from Barbados.
No, but real talk. I was talking to his manager, David. Really cool dude over here.
Yeah, he's in the house. Shout out to David.
Shout out Colombia.
Making this happen.
He's from Colombia. And I got to say, I've been to Colombia, but not Brazil. So that's on the list.
Yeah.
We got to go, bro. We got to go.
You guys got to go for sure.
Yeah, man.
My city's 5 hours from Rio.
Oh, okay.
We don't have like the ocean in my city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my city is like central, but it's 5 hours, so we can always like to the beach too.
Yeah,
hey,
okay.
Man, yeah. I'm down.
Not bad, man. You're like the mayor over there, right? They roll out the red carpet when you go home.
Bro, thank God, bro. You know, everywhere I go, they respect me, bro, and I'm really happy with that.
Yeah.
You know, I have family all over Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
That's fire. So Greg, we want to know, right, and for the audience, How did you become successful? Coming here, not knowing anybody, no family, what made you stand out to become successful?
Bro, exactly the story, you feel me? Because I knew I was going to come, and I knew I always felt like I was, I don't know, different, bro. Because, like, everybody from my state, everybody from Brazil, like, a lot of people, they still live in a box, you know? And I used to, too, you know? But then I was like, damn, I'm come outside of the box, and I'm going to show to everybody I'm going to make it happen. Mm-hmm. And so I started doing my videos, and I knew it was going to make it happen, bro. So I started recording all that process. Like, when I got to the United States, I did construction for, like, almost a year.
Wow.
You know, so tile, drywall, painting, all that, you know. I went to the, damn, I'm not gonna say this in English. Damn, I've done like crazy stuff, like wood. So I was showing that, you know, I was showing that, and thank
Hard
God.
Work.
Yeah, and thank God, bro, God connected. Like, I trust, like, I, if you may have a lot of faith in God, no, I trust, like, in God, mm-hmm. like, a lot. So he planned, like, a lot of stuff for me, you know. And mm-hmm. I'm grateful for, like, everything he had done for me.
And yeah, no, man, that's great, bro. That's the American dream, man. Like, you came here. Did you speak English when you first came?
No, I didn't.
You didn't.
No.
And you learned it. You ended up making a good living for yourself. And I mean, that segues perfectly.
I used to be kind of like ashamed, bro, when I first, like, I was like a party, for example, you know, mm-hmm. when I got here, when I was like 19, mm-hmm. 20, like, you feel me, like a party and everybody speaking English. You feel me? People that would speak Portuguese in English and I wouldn't, like, understand. I was like, damn, that's kind of crazy, you know? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I used to feel like that. But I learned English because of one of my ex, you know, because, like, when I started dating her, staying here with her, she taught me a lot. You know, I didn't speak that much. So
That's funny, man. I learned Spanish from my ex.
Yeah.
Goddamn Colombians.
Can you tell us a little bit? So you came here in 2017. It's 3 short years later. Now you're a huge YouTuber with almost 2 million subscribers. You almost have 1 million on Instagram, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, I got this. Actually, I got this. I'm going to go live right now, actually.
Oh, awesome. He's going to go my live boy. Right now. Hey, that's what's up, man.
Showing love.
The vibes.
Yeah, but, man.
What's that?
No, I was going to say, so you came here in 2017, didn't speak English, worked hard labor jobs, yeah. Drywall, construction, everything like that. How'd you rise to get 2 million subscribers on YouTube, almost a million followers on Instagram? Can you tell us a little bit about how you reached that success in Miami?
Yeah, so bro, that happened, like, showing this whole process. Like, they can hear us or no?
Yeah, they should be able to hear. Yeah, they should be able to hear. Yeah.
Yeah.
They can hear.
Yeah.
All right, so the content, I feel like, is the main point, you feel me, on my stuff. It's the content that I show, is mm-hmm. that is the story. Like, I was, if you go back on my videos, back in the days, like, when I hit 10K on YouTube, I was like, guys, let's go 200K, let's go to 1 million, because the dream is never gonna die.
Yep.
Like, my faith, like, and that's every, since, like, I started the channel, everybody can see my story, everybody can see how my life changed, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. so everybody can see that. So I feel like that made me have, like, loyal fans. That made me have, like, loyal people.
Because they,
like,
saw your come
family.
Up.
Look, there's, like, 2,000 people right now.
Yeah, nice. Man. Me. Yeah, they saw the come up. They saw the come up.
And it's funny.
É nós família, tamo junto.
And it's funny because as a YouTuber, right? A fellow YouTuber, we're YouTubers. Your first video may not blow up that big. But if you keep at it and you focus on, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. What your passion is, it's going to grow over time.
Hell yeah. Success, like, it's not, like, one day to the other, bro. Like, that's why it's hard. You feel me? That's why I know, like, not everybody's going to be there. Mm-hmm. No, because it's hard. You gotta have faith. You know, you gotta do it. You gotta keep doing consistency. Mm-hmm. So that's all that, you know.
Mm-hmm. And the area that you're from in Brazil, is it like a rough area? Your state, where you grew up?
It's all right. It's a really good state. It's
okay.
A really good state, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a really good state, Minas Gerais.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay. No, awesome, bro. I mean, so, that's the American dream right there,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
Like, 3 years later, big YouTuber driving foreign cars, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, making something of himself. That's why, honestly, you guys out here that were born and raised in the United States, you guys have zero excuse to be failures, man.
No excuse,
like,
at all.
You know, you got guys in here coming in within 3 years, building up an empire, you know, basically becoming an entrepreneur, getting the American dream.
But also because it's too different for them, you know? So, like, the cars, all that lifestyle is not, they don't used to that. That's new. So I'm the guy that showed them a lot.
Yeah.
I'm the guy that showed them how America is.
Inspiration.
You know, exactly. So I'm this one that brought me. I brought like something new, mm-hmm. you know, the car. I'm all from the car scene too. So I showed them the car scene and they really like it, you know?
Yo, Greg, tell the audience what cars you have, please. Cause they need to know.
Right now I have like a Lamborghini and a GTR.
Nice. Yeah. We saw the GTR earlier. It's pretty, has a pretty good body kit on it. And you're going to upgrade GTR. It too, right?
Yeah. I have a cool project for the car, bro. A big project.
Yeah,
you guys,
man.
Check my Instagram story for the car. It's lit. The rap is amazing, bro.
I just did the rap, bro. We just done it. Yeah, it looks like a game.
Yo, real talk, like when you're in the car world, it's kind of like a network of people you meet. You get me? So that's really good.
Hell yeah.
No, you definitely got to like play. When you have a nice car, it just puts you in certain circles that you otherwise would never get access to. You know what I mean? Because it's like almost like they're vetting you. Like, okay, you got a Lamborghini. All right, you probably hit. You're at this level economically. Okay, we could deal with you.
Right.
You know, because one thing I've learned about very successful people that have money, they don't like to associate with like poor people. You know what I'm saying? Like they want to deal with people on their level. You know, at least for networking purposes. Like giving back to community is one thing, but like as far as like having a network of people that you're associates with that are colleagues,
yeah,
they typically want to hang out with people that are also successful.
Yeah, I feel like this is something more like, this is really strong in America.
Yeah,
you know, this is really really strong in America.
Yeah.
You feel me? I'm not like that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not
right.
Like that. Yeah.
Yo, real talk though. Let's get into the very juicy stuff, right?
Yeah, because you give back to the people, man. You're always like, you know, shout out Brazil.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about like your, what you do for your country? I know you do some charity, stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I always, when I go to my state, like I do like a meet and greet and I tell them to bring like kilos of food.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
Like rice, beans, all that. And then as like a ticket.
Yeah.
And then I got that like I did that like 2 years ago. Cause like the thing is also like I cannot go to Brazil like always that I want, you know. I gotta wait cause of my visa situation.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I was gonna be doing way way more. Mm-hmm. Cause I like to do that. I like to help people. So we got like 300 kilos of food.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And yeah, and I give to community close to my house.
See, and no one talks about that. Like, you know, you're doing this, doing all this behind the scenes for your people. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, actually, I even record it. You know?
Okay, good.
I wanted like to inspire other people to do that. But one thing that's kind of like complicated is like videos like that. Mm. Like I got like 50, I think like 50,000.
They don't get a lot of views.
They don't get a lot of views, you know?
Yeah, when you have the sports car,
when you have like
500,000 views.
Like just going to talk to like a girl or something like that, you know, you're going to get way more attention.
Okay, perfect. So now I want to talk about the very juicy stuff behind the scenes. So Greg, we want to know, right? Real talk. How important is Instagram to meet girls?
Bro, nowadays it's like, I feel like it's everything. Feel me? Like we all the time on Instagram, we all the time on that internet, at least that's what I live, you know? So sometimes I actually think like, damn, like how far are we gonna go with that, you know? But it's really important, man, it's really important, you know, that like, cause the social media, the image is everything.
Right.
So like a girl will see that and she'll be like, damn, all right, who's him? You know, like I don't know more about that.
Right, and the funny part is that like even in Brazil, like for example, how's it dating in Brazil? Like, is it like tough to go talk to a girl in person or is it better to talk to them on dating apps or like online?
Bro, my situation, like I would talk like in any occasion, you feel me, I would talk to them. So you know, but I feel like when I was younger, I was feeling comfortable to go through social media, you know, because just comfortable, you feel me, not in front of her.
Right.
So, you know,
less pressure.
So yeah, I feel like for most of people, social media.
Okay. Cool.
You probably get like a million DMs a day from like from chicks all over.
Yo, he showed us his notification feed had 100 likes.
Nah, not that much though. Not that much.
Yeah. He's being modest.
Yeah, he's being modest, bro. You refresh it like every second. It's just like another 100. It's like, wow, bro. Like this dude's got some Instagram models beat even with the notifications. So
facts. All right, next question, right? For example, meeting people like us, meeting people like of higher profiles, people that you want to network with, right? Yeah. How easy is it not having a good Instagram to say, hey, you know what? Let's do a collab or let's meet up. For example, I reached out to you on Instagram and now you're here.
Yeah. No, it brings a lot of opportunity for sure. Like a lot of opportunity for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially after Corona, bro, everything is going
online
on the internet.
Yeah.
On Instagram. You know, everything changed. The Corona changed the planet. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Classes online, you feel me? Everything. So everybody's more into that.
Yeah, right. No, absolutely. And I'll say this too, you know, not a shameless, maybe a little bit of a shameless plug. We do have our course out right now, DMs on Demand, where we teach you guys how to get girls online and also to network. And, you know, we wouldn't have Greg here right now if we didn't know how to network and, you know, offer him some value. And he's here, you know, spending some time with us and doing an interview, which, you know, at the end of the day, when you want to deal with guys like a high caliber like this that, you know, have a big social media following, you know, they have a lot of people watching, you got to be able to bring value to these people, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, and we teach you guys how to do that in the course, which Greg is also helping us with that as well. So make sure to click the link below to support him and us in that. But yeah, networking with other high value guys, I think that's more important than getting girls, really. Like, you know what I'm saying? You want,
Of course, bro. Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, these chicks ain't going to pay your bills, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
And then I kind of want to know, right, bro? So you were in Brazil, not really that successful yet. You're building yourself up, obviously. you had a dream and a goal, right?
Yeah.
What's the difference now that you've made your goals come, your dreams come true? How do people treat you now, like versus they treat before? Me.
Bro, like they saw the whole story, you know. They saw the whole story, so I'm really like happy for that, you know. But they treat me really good, bro. Everywhere I go, like they respect me, you know. This is I feel really happy for, you know, that I have like I treat my fans like a family. I don't really like to say fans, to be honest.
I mean, yeah, you got like you got like a bunch of people watching right now. He has Instagram live going on right now, guys.
Tá ligado?
Yeah.
Todo mundo que tá junto comigo é minha família. But so they are my family, bro. So yeah, they treat me with respect because people, they always, like, some people, they probably think I was always like that. I always had a life.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't never like that. You feel me? Like, yeah. I had to work for it. I worked hard for that, bro. Having a channel for, like, 4 years, mm-hmm. bro, I have more than 450 vlogs posted on my channel, mm-hmm. good content.
Yeah.
You feel me?
And here's the thing, too. People that don't know about, like, YouTube content creation, like...
They don't know about that.
Vlogging is the hardest way to come up on YouTube. Like, yep. It's because the thing is it requires a lot of editing. And obviously editing is very time consuming. And then when you're vlogging, you pretty much have to like actually get out there and shoot the content. And then not to mention, because I've done some vlogging myself, you walking around with the camera everywhere, people look at you like you're crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or people might say, you can't record in here or whatever it may be. So it's like vlogging is one of the hardest ways to come up on YouTube.
Yeah.
And you did it.
Because you also need to have stuff to do, to record.
Facts.
So you always got to have stuff. Bro, I post almost a video per day.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Bro, real talk, we filmed a prank right here in Bricklow, right?
Yeah.
To get the girls that we wanted to have in the video, it took us almost like what?
A week and a half, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Especially crazy, with, you know, the beer bug going on right now. Like, not that many girls are out and doing their thing. So, like, we had to really, you know what I'm saying, really struggle to find them.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, vlogging is definitely one of the hardest ways to do it by far. You know what I mean? Because just with the editing and everything like that. And then also, and you've been on YouTube for 4 years. I want to tell you guys something else also for the people out there that might make YouTube videos. His engagement is wild.
Yeah.
Like the comments, the likes, everything like that. Like I've never seen something like that. Like Brazil really stands behind you, bro. It's nuts. It's crazy. You got a great, you got a lot of great supporters, you know, because a lot of big YouTubers don't have nearly
amount. They're really my family.
Yeah.
Right.
We're really family.
That level of engagement.
Because, bro, like, my content also is really motivation and inspiration. My channel wasn't giving me my name at the beginning. It was going to be something else.
Mm-hmm.
It was going to be, like, chasing the dream.
Mm. Mm.
Or, like, chasing the dream, I feel like, would be the best translation. But yeah, because, like, I knew, like, I'm a show to everybody. I wanted a show to everybody. But I wanted to show to everybody that they can make it happen, too.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You just got to, want to.
Yep.
You feel me? Like, you got to do. You know, you got to get outside of the box.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because you weren't born rich.
It wasn't easy to fucking leave Brazil. Like, imagine I was 19 sometimes. Like, not right now, because, like, I made it. But, like beginning of the year was really complicated for me. I've been through some complicated situation too. But, like, mm-hmm. I used to think, like, damn, how did I make 4 years without my family, without friends? Like, how did I make, you feel me? Sometimes I used to like even think that, because it's hard, it's not easy, you know?
Yeah.
So like, you gotta have a plan, you gotta have like faith. I feel like faith is the main thing, to be honest.
So that segues perfectly into my next question. What advice would you give to guys trying to make it on YouTube or in life in general?
Life in general, I feel like
and
faith and you know, doing good, you know, like being a good person, having faith in God, you know, and doing good. God, of course, gonna bless you. You know, like,
because you give back, obviously, to your people.
Of
yeah,
of course, you gave back, you know, and then YouTube is more like consistency, I guess, consistency and trying to have like a brand, like create something new, you know, like I came up with the cars, like I was the first Brazilian to have like a GTR on YouTube in Brazil. And I was the first one like recording drift. Now I'm the first one to have this GTR with the stripes on the planet. You don't see this car on the internet. I was the first one to do that. The car's going to go famous, bro.
And then on YouTube being consistent. And so you have 450 videos right now on YouTube, and you've been able to take that and project it into your music. Can you tell us a little bit about your music?
Yeah. The music right now is like my focus, you know, like I'm going more and more and more to the music. That's mm-hmm. that's the bigger picture for me.
Yep.
And I'm developing my like a lot as an artist, you know, but it was always that I wanted to do too. And I feel like also the music can even take it to like a higher level, like
absolutely
even bigger, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because actually a lot of YouTubers, like, they'll have a career vlogging or, like, you know what I'm saying, doing pranks, and then they drop a song and it goes viral, and so, yo, you know what, this is a lot more fun, a lot more entertaining, it goes further, let me start doing rapping. Mm-hmm. And then they stop doing vlogging after a while. go to rapping, and now they're a rapper. So it happens, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And YouTube is like the best, I feel like one of the best platforms to get out there, because what people don't understand about YouTube is that it's not even really, it is social media, but it's more of a search engine. It's number two after Google, you know? So like if I type in, you know, nice cars, whatever, you'll probably see one of Greg's videos come up, you know what I mean? Because he has the foreigns and everything like that. So it's a search engine as well, which makes it a lot more powerful than like Facebook or Instagram or whatever it may be.
True.
Yeah. I was going to say something, but
YouTube?
You were saying something.
Yeah, but, you know, like...
Oh, rapping.
From vlogging to rapping.
Yeah, so actually the music is like really something that I like a lot. You feel me? Like I love the music too. Because like my life right now is like... I want to show, like, I want to inspire them. I want to show them, you know, I want to motivate them with everything that I went through, you know, like, because it wasn't easy. So I want to tell them, and music is also like another, like, the vibe, the energy that I can put there, you know, for them. You feel me? I connect like a lot. And it was also something that I always wanted to do, but I never had the opportunity to have like a studio in Brazil. Like like my family, like everything I've done in my life, nobody told me.
Right.
Like my family, nobody told me to come to the United States. I wanted, you know, I searched myself. I came by myself. So I never had the opportunity to go to a studio, you know, and I had this opportunity in the United States. So that's why, like, I always wanted to do music, but before that, I didn't have this opportunity. So it was good that I had this chance.
Yeah.
To actually, you know, go inside.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. And that's great that you've been able to kind of use your platform on YouTube and like the strong support following that you have to segue into music, which is, you know, we're listening to some of his music earlier. It's in Portuguese. I didn't understand it, but I'm like, hey, this guy just slaps a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
That beat was hard.
Yeah.
Whoever made that beat, bro, was hard.
Talking about
man.
The Moleque Sonhado.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah, that was fire.
That was about to hit 3 million in 2 months, bro.
Yeah, that's lit, man. That's more than a lot of rappers that are like doing it full time, bro. Yeah. So that's what's up, man. You got a very strong following, bro. Like when we're looking at the numbers, we're like, wow, this guy, the engagement is outrageous for YouTube. Because a lot of YouTubers be on some on some BS. I ain't gonna say who, but go ahead. You have something fresh?
No, I want to get back to the girls, man.
Yeah, back to the ladies.
That is how I kind of met Greg. A bunch of girls. Yeah, I'm going to Greg's spot. Who is Greg? He shows up. So, but real talk, man. I need to know, right? For example, if I'm a regular dude on the street, right?
Yeah.
Like I don't have clout. I don't have like a lot of things going on. Like, how should I approach girls in public?
I feel like it's the same way, to be honest, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, how you doing? Like, chilling, you know? Like, you know, where from? Like, that's the way I do it. And then just get started, like, knowing her better. And just be natural.
Confidence.
Natural, you feel me? Confidence. Mm-hmm. Be yourself, you know?
Right.
She's not going to, like, get, like, a weird vibe. She's going to know that you're the alpha, you know? She's going to know that, damn. You know, like, talking to me, like, you know something, or, you know?
I like that, the alpha.
Yeah. Confidence is very important, man.
You know,
I think
looking into her eyes, you know?
Yeah. No, I think that's very important. Like, a lot of guys can't look at a girl in the eye, which is, like, a very strong indicator that you're not well-versed with women. And then, girls can feel it when you're nervous. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They can feel it right away. Sure. So.
And you can tell off Rip, he's calm and cool, collected. He's not like, hey, can I shake your hand? Like, no, he's like, you know what? Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Yeah.
But you actually also need to, like, see... You gotta catch the vibe to the like for the girl also before, you feel me? Like
yeah,
it's
facts.
Not that you're gonna just come to any girl like that. You gotta like you gotta broke the ice before. That's how we say in Portuguese. You break the ice. You break the ice. You know? You gotta like maybe before talk to her, I don't know, if you're in a party, like I don't know, feel me, like do something, you know, and then you broke the ice and then you go there and feel me, approach her.
I always say like use your surroundings to your advantage. So let's say for example, you're at a club, right? And the DJ sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Say, yo, real talk, is it DJ garbage or what? She'll be like, oh yeah, you're right, the DJ is whack. And then you start opening, hey, you know what?
Yeah, you broke the ice.
I broke the ice, right?
You broke the ice.
How do you say that in Portuguese, break the ice?
Quebra o gelo.
Quebra o gelo.
Primeiro você quebra o gelo.
Quebra o gelo. Okay, that's how you... exclusive Fresh Fit Podcast, how to break the ice in Portuguese. Quebra o gelo.
You guys use that... Break the ice in English?
Yeah, we use that too. Yeah, we use that too.
We call it an icebreaker.
Yeah.
Literally, it's an icebreaker.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no,
yo,
man.
All I know in Portuguese is bon dia. Because I actually work with a couple of Brazilians. All I know is bon dia. Boa noite, because it's nighttime. Yeah, man.
So with the next question.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
I want to ask this question.
Yeah, go.
All right, bro. So, dude, right? I got some crazy stories of girls from my DMs and Instagram, right? Crazy stuff. We talked a little bit like before the show about what you do, what I do. But I want you to tell the audience, bro. Tell them you wanted your crazy stories with girls in Miami.
Bro, I have a lot, like, but I'm gonna talk about Instagram. Sometimes I don't know, I just get like a random DM, like with a Brazilian girl that's in Miami that I have no idea who it is, and she's like, "Yo, I'm in Miami. Like, I don't know, let's link up." You know, like, damn, that's crazy. So that's crazy. But one of the crazy stories, like, bro, I went to one of those islands, like, and had some crazy time, bro. That's a lot of stuff.
Keep us getting back over there, or
I think it was, what's the name of the island? Picnic Island.
Picnic Island. Yeah.
I'm sure it's that one though. One of those islands though. But I'm trying to
tell us like the PG version.
Yeah, you can tell us a PG version.
Yeah, you can tell us PG version. That's fine.
It's all good.
PG version.
Yeah, the YouTube safe version if you want.
Yeah,
if you want, bro, you can say whatever. Like, you know,
we went on an island. You know, like, we were chilling like at night. You feel me? Like, exploring the island. It was really nice. I think it was the place that the most how can I say the place, like, it was like a nice, not like a nice place. Fuck. It's like a different, like, how do you say, like,
so it's like a, this is a different island off the coast.
Nah, I don't know how to explain that, but Pelican? Yeah,
what was that? Pelican. It called Pelican. Rusty Pelican. Oh, okay. Rusty Pelican.
Okay,
yo, I think that's a Key Biscayne.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's right there, the Key Biscayne, man. But all right, next one.
Actually, I got a follow up question with that. So for example, right, how do you choose which girl to respond to? Is just the hottest girl, or like she has to like come to you the right way?
Yeah, she gotta come the right way for sure. And also, I like humble girls, bro. Mm-hmm. Feel me? Like, you gotta at least, you know, like, I don't, there's a type of girl that you know that she's gonna like bitch, you feel me? Like, I don't fuck with that.
Yeah,
you know.
Stuck up, like, oh, I deserve this, I deserve that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you probably get a couple of those too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but then we got to put it in her place.
Yeah, facts.
Hey.
Yeah, bro, seriously, like, you got to do that.
Yeah.
Definitely got to do that.
You definitely got to do that, because if you don't, like, I always say it, like, if you got money, but you don't know how to deal with chicks, like, they're going to take advantage of you. You know what I'm saying? So you got to definitely.
There's so many guys with clout, have a big Instagram and a big following.
But chicks be abusing them, bro.
And girls be like, oh, he's a weirdo. Like, they meet in person because he doesn't know how to talk to girls.
Yeah.
Like, you need to learn. So,
bro, I learned a lot about that because in Brazil, we have carnival. You heard about that? And it's like the whole country is partying for like a week.
Yeah. Mm.
And since 14, bro, like, I'm on the streets, you feel me? Like, talking to girls and recording stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know? So, yeah. So that's why, like, I learned a lot. I also experienced with my ex too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But also, the thing that is cool to say, like, there's no girl that is like impossible to get, you feel me? There's no girl that's impossible to get. I've been with girls that like they famous as fuck in Brazil.
Yep.
And before this, I was like, damn, like we create something in our mind, you know? Like,
yep.
We block ourselves. Yep. So don't think that, you feel me? Like, you can get any girl you want.
As our good friend Lucario would say, the truth is inside you.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Lucario.
It starts from within.
Yeah.
If you think that you can't get her, then you can't get her.
Yeah.
But guess what? If you think you can get her, you can get her. And there's levels to this stuff.
Yeah.
If you're a grown zero, you know what? Maybe you can only get a 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you build yourself up and you get that 9 and 10.
Yeah.
So facts.
It's like thinking I'll never fuck Kylie Jenner, for example. Feel me? Like, that's not true.
Yeah.
You never know.
It's not.
We'll not
table.
Confirm or deny that, guys. You know what I'm saying?
That's funny.
So Greg, you took a look at our Instagram course. What'd you think about it?
It was really good content, bro. To be honest, I liked it. I feel like it's really important also to other people know about that, you know, because right now everything's social media, so it's really good to know how to behave. Not behave?
Mm-hmm.
How to show your lifestyle. Yeah, how you hold yourself.
Yep.
You know, how
yep.
you're going to talk, how you go approach to girls. The confidence is everything.
Yeah.
Know about girls also, because of course, like, it's important in female. Like, you're gonna be in a spot, you're gonna like a girl, you need to like know how to handle yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important, man. I feel like it's really good content.
Thanks, you, bro. I appreciate that. And just so you guys know, we didn't force him to say that.
Plus, you guys are gonna actually like get talk to them right on the on the Zoom meeting. So
exactly.
This is really good too.
Yeah.
They actually gonna, you feel me, and like questions.
We're gonna hold their hands in the Zoom call, and you know what I mean, and definitely. Yeah. Answer all the questions and help the guys out, which just so you guys know, with the course, 11 modules, video modules, and then 10 Zoom calls after the course closes on December 3rd, where we're going to give you guys, we have a curriculum of everything we're going to teach. We're going to teach you guys how to get the sports cars in your pictures, how to network with high-value guys, you know, how to add value to high-value guys so they want to come and work with you, just like we got Greg right now. Obviously, this guy is a celebrity in his own right, and he's here working with us, you know, because, you know, he saw the value that we're bringing, and it works both ways. You got to bring value for people, for, you know, other influencers to want to work with you. You know what I mean?
And we're also going to cover how to build your Instagram, how to grow a following. Because the thing is, you have to add value at some point in time.
Facts.
So for example, what if people follow Kevin Hart? Because he's funny.
Yep.
Why are people going to follow you? Once you understand then you can get a following.
Exactly, man. You know? I was going to say that. That was the brand that I was saying, you know, like I came up with a car. Like my I have a GTR title.
Okay. Yeah. Hey. Feel me?
That's the same car.
That's my 01 that I crashed.
Yeah.
Beginning of the year. Remember that I said, like, I've been through some complicated stuff?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
So I totally this car. And then, so bro, this car made me who I am, pretty much.
Mm.
This is my face. This is who I am.
Gotcha. Damn. So it was through the adversity from crashing that car that made you the man that you are now.
The fact that I got this car, that I recorded, I stayed with more than a year. It was one of the best times of my life with this car, you know. I love this car, but you know, I'll go back on time to have this car.
Mm.
You know, and yeah. So recently I got this new one.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me? Like after like a long time, and then they saw that too. They're like, we gotta be strong. Like, yeah, sometimes you're gonna take two steps back, but like you're gonna feel me like five, four after. You feel me?
Yeah.
Hold on. I just want to bring that up. Well, actually, you know what? Let me ask you first. Is it okay if you talk about like what happened that
day? It's okay. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, because I remember looking on YouTube, looking up your name, and I found a video of the accident, and it happened here in Miami, right?
It was in Hollandale Beach. So you didn't know me back in the days, but you saw that, right?
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, damn, like it was a crazy crash.
Yeah,
you could have been dead, bro.
I could have, for real.
Sheesh.
I could have, for real. But nobody got hurt. Thank God, bro.
Yeah, thank God.
Nobody got hurt. I'm really grateful for everybody's life. Mm-hmm. Involved in that situation, but thank God nobody got hurt.
Fire.
And you're here with us now, man. That's good stuff.
All right, so I want to know from a celebrity standpoint, a guy that's like helping people, cares about the public. I want to know from
gives back to his people in Brazil. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
I want to know in society right now, what you would say. Do girls care about looks, money, or status?
I feel like all that, you know, that's the girl that only gonna care about the money. That's some girls that the status. Mm-hmm. That's some girls that feel me like, I feel like it's a lot. So, but yeah, they care a lot about that, bro, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Because you've seen both sides. Because you've been poor, and then you've also now you're doing a lot better now. So you're seeing both sides in your transformation.
Yeah.
I would say for a guy, he should have or at least two or three of them.
Yeah. You gotta have the yeah.
I mean, before also the scar situation, I used to go in gym a lot. Also, the gym helped me a lot in my life. The gym changed because I'm really skinny right now. I'm really skinny. I used to be a little bit bigger, so I used to go to the gym. One of my first videos on my channel, I started recording parties. I went to electronic parties in Miami. You know, festivals.
Nice.
Ultra.
Yeah,
Ultra. Bro, I'm a big Ultra fan, bro. I've been like every year, and I went to the crappy one at Key Biscayne over there. You know what I'm saying, Chris? Can we get on camera?
That was the last one, right?
That's the last one I went to. Yeah, bro, like Key Biscayne right there, you guys can see it. Key Biscayne, they had Ultra there 2 years ago and it was trash. So for anybody that runs Ultra, never do that again. And they were supposed to have it this year.
They can't do that again.
Yeah, they can't, bro. This year they're going to have it in they canceled it this year, but next time they're going to put it back in Bayfront.
Oh yeah, way better.
They lost so much money on Key Biscayne, bro.
Way better. But what you're talking about, definitely, bro. Definitely, you got to have one or three, you know? So I feel like the look, if you go to the gym, is one of the easiest ones to get.
Facts.
Right. You feel me? So if you go back on my channel, bro, you're gonna see me videos of me like
in the gym.
I didn't have like that money, I didn't have that clout, but I was there at Ultra, and you feel me, with the same confidence, with the same way, bro, recording, and my channel wasn't even big, and bro, doing some crazy shit. Feel me?
Yeah.
It's funny because he's a fitness trainer.
Like, if you want to see it right now, I feel like YouTube is really cool too because of the memory. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, your life is kind of documented, and you do vlogs, so that's like stuff you actually did. And, you know, obviously with fitness, and I'll tell you guys this, because as you guys know, my channel is a fitness channel and also dating. And I'll tell you guys right now, my fitness stuff does not get as many views as the dating stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah. Fitness channels are fairly hard to grow. And that segues perfectly into the next question. What are some of the biggest mistakes that content creators make on YouTube that stunts their growth?
Mm-hmm. I feel like the consistency.
Yeah.
Like I said before, I feel like consistency is one of the main points. You know, you gotta have that. You know, it's like people, they're going to create a channel, they're going to post like a week, like a month.
Yeah. And it ain't gonna work.
I didn't get views. I don't stop. You know, that's what happened with everybody.
So. YouTube is the hardest grind. Like, of all the social media platforms, like, it is by far the hardest grind. Like, and I'm learning that now. Like, even guys that have huge followings on Instagram, they're not touching YouTube at all. You know what I mean? Yeah. They'll try, but then they'll fail or they don't get views, whatever it may be. So I feel like if you're going to pick one platform to be on, it's YouTube. If you want to make, like, digital money, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
I want to ask you as well, right? For example, all the young guys watching this, like, guys that are, like, trying to come up on life, on success, like, what advice would you give to them in terms of, like, would you tell them to, like, focus on their dreams, go to school? Like, what advice would you give someone young coming up?
Bro, I feel like you got to be intelligent enough to understand and realize what can you use in your favor and be realistic and actually, feel me, think what can you do? Like, when I came here, I had a plan. You know, you got to have a plan. That's the number one
facts.
Priority.
one talks about that. You having a plan, yeah.
You got to have a plan. So I had a plan, even though it was like my plan was like, I'm going to work for like, certain amount of months on the construction, and I'm gonna buy that car.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, even though, you know, that was it was a simple plan, but I had like, I'm gonna buy that car, and I know this car is gonna make me go big on YouTube.
Mm.
You feel me?
Yeah. So you took a chance on you.
Yeah. You know? So that's that. I feel like having a plan, and also what I was saying, bro, faith, you know? You gotta believe, and believing is hard too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You gotta believe.
It's easy to believe when everything is going well. Yeah. It's hard to believe when things aren't going so well. You know what I mean?
Some good stuff.
So I'll say this. So what else do you do? I mean, obviously we know you got the music going. You're transitioning into the music. You have YouTube. Is there anything other like business endeavors that you do as far as like, you know?
I do a lot of stuff.
Tell the people a little bit about it.
So I'm on the vlogs, music. I have a clothing brand since 2014. So
okay.
Even before.
What's the name of the brand?
Orb Supply.
You're wearing one of the shirts right now, right? Is that one of the shirts?
No, that's not one of the shirts. I have the mask with me right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Show them the mask.
It's a really good mask because it's not the one that fucking
And you kind of like sell out very fast, right? You can sell out very fast when you put up merch.
Yeah. I sell a lot in Brazil. Orb is really good because also I do it for the quality too. You know, like I was telling you guys, I have it before I came up on YouTube. So Orb was before everything.
When
I was in second grade in high school, I came up with Orb.
Okay.
So I did that too. It was more like a fitness back in the days because like I told you, I was in the gym. So I was doing like tank tops. And selling to my friends at the gym.
Yeah.
And then...
fitness is huge in Brazil, man.
Fitness is huge.
Huge.
It's huge, bro.
Like, it's one of the, like, you know, every time you see, like, a top-tier bodybuilder, there's always, like, a Brazilian in there somewhere.
I have a friend that made it really big, too. He made it... He helped for that. For me, my friend. Whenever he comes to the United States, I'll introduce you guys to.
Yo, okay. Bro. Connect me with those big booty Brazilian girls, bro. They be banging, man. Like, jeez, man.
Oh,
bro,
man.
What's that girl?
We finna go to Brazil.
What's your name? Grace Official? G-R-A something official?
Talking about...
Yeah, but she's bad, man.
I don't know who that is.
Gracie?
Yes, something like that. But yeah, man, help me out, bro. Your boy starving over here. This guy.
Oh, man.
It's not Grace Santos. Grace Santos?
Yeah, I think it's her. Yeah. That's Grace funny, Santos. Man.
Shout out to her. I don't know who she is, but shout out to her. You know.
Well, all right. Where can people find you, bro?
Yeah.
I'm all over Spotify, Instagram. YouTube.
Greg Fajita. So what's on YouTube? It's Greg because we're gonna link all his stuff below, guys.
Below, yeah.
And his affiliate code is gonna be down there. Get the DMs on demand course to support both of us. You know what I mean? Greg is being very gracious. He didn't have to do this deal with us. You know what I mean? He didn't have to, but he liked the course, and you know he believes in us, so we can't let him down. So you know what I'm saying? But yeah, the course is going to be down there, and then we're going to put all your links. So YouTube, Greg Fajita.
Yeah, Greg Fajita.
Okay,
yeah,
and then
Instagram, Greg Fajita.
And then for the Americans out there, that's Ferreira, right? Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, because the Americans they always mess that up.
It's a little complicated, huh?
Yeah, bro. And then on Instagram.
On Instagram, Greg Fajita, same way.
Same thing, yeah. Okay. And then your clothing brand, what's the website for that?
Orb Supply.
Orbsupply.com.
Yeah.
Okay, anywhere else people can find you? Where can they find your music?
Yeah. Spotify.
Spotify.
Greg Fajita. Yeah, Greg Fajita, Spotify.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
And is your new, should I bring it up?
Yeah, bring it up.
So your EP, when is that dropping?
Soon. Maybe like the end of December or beginning of January.
Bam.
Yeah.
Mark your calendars, guys. Late 2020 or?
We're shooting a music video this week. Yo, you guys finna see some crazy
shit. Yeah. All right. You filming it here in Miami?
Yeah, we filming here in Miami. But I mean, like, bro, that music is going to blow up. It's going to change the game.
Yeah,
mark
man.
Mark those words.
Oh, man. Yeah. Dude, we're done. I was listening to the other stuff. Yo, no cap, guys. Like, I didn't understand it, but it was slapping. I was like,
hard, bro.
Yeah, the beats are tough.
Some legs, man.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, man. But with that said, guys, get the DMs on demand course. Click the link below to use Greg's affiliate code to support us and him, right? Get it at the, well, but.
It's $397 now.
It's $397 now, but it's going to go to Black Friday, $497. And yeah, guys, support us, support Greg. His links will all be below, his Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, his clothing brand. And yeah, guys, thank you so much
and also,
for tuning in.
Like the video so Greg can give me a big booty, a Brazilian girl.
Yeah, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share this video with a friend that's a lazy bum, and see, watch this come up story for Greg. Came from a foreign country, no English, and made something of himself.
I'm going to say something in Portuguese real quick.
Yeah, please.
Família, muito obrigado. Geral que tá acompanhando a gente aí. Tamo fechado sempre. Deixa aquele likeão, se inscreve no canal, fortalece. E comenta aqui também pra mostrar que nossa família é forte. So show them, you know, that we're strong. And that's it, família. Tamo junto.
Boom, and we'll end it on that one. Peace out, guys. Peace out, guys. We'll catch you guys on the next one. Peace.